When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Bellinger now with 19 home runs, drives one in the air, left center, this ball's got a chance, ball! Bellinger strikes again, this one more toward left center, but it almost looked like he was trying to hit it that way.
Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And we are happy to be joining you on this Sunday morning, and I feel like singing, although I don't want to subject you and our listening audience to that. So we will not do that. We will instead give you our breaking news, which is brought to you on 670 The Score, presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Our breaking news, as you might have guessed, involves Cody Bellinger. Belly is back to the north side of Chicago, to the Cubs. News first reported overnight by Jeff Passan. It's now all over the place. Belly, a three-year contract, $80 million is the dollar amount there. Opt-outs after year one and year two. So the short-term window that the Cubs wanted, the Cubs get. And Cody Bellinger back on the north side of Chicago. We have a great show lined up here. We're going to talk to lots of Cubs luminaries, and definitely we want to talk to you at 312-644-6767 via call or via text. But right now, let's head on out to our Score Hotline, presented by Circa Sports Illinois. First up, our friend, and we're glad to talk to you under such good circumstances, Ron Coomer joins us here on The Score. Coom, good morning, and some nice news to wake up to this morning.
Absolutely. Good morning, Espo. Hopefully you're doing well. It was a good day. We woke up this morning with some good news to go on the show. Thanks for having me on this morning. We'll be heading to Sloan Park here pretty soon to kind of cover all that's going to happen today and just kind of get more detailed information about the signing of Belly. But you, after all this time, you kind of knew it was going to be a short-term deal, and that was probably what was going to happen somewhere. We're all just glad here in Chicago that it ended up happening here. And, you know, Belly signing for the Chicago Cubs really solidifies a couple things. And, you know, it gives you a gold glove type center fielder, which we all know. But it also really helps out the Cubs offensively with gaps, because you get two young guys trying to win a job at first base, and they're both left-handed hitters. So you get a nasty lefty. Belly can play first at a really high level, and you might be able to throw a right-handed hitting center fielder out there. So there were some big gaps that he covers quickly when you sign him. So great signing for the Cubs. Great signing for Belly. You know, he gets what he wants. He's going to make some good money this year, which he deserved. And the Cubs get a deal where, you know, could be a one-year deal, could be two. I would highly doubt that the deal would go three. The only way this deal goes three to me is if he doesn't play real well, and we definitely right. didn't see that last year.
No, as I'm thinking about this, Coombe, and your logic is spot on, right? If this goes well for everyone, Belly will be a free agent again next year, and the Cubs would be happy to have that, because that means he's had a great year in 2024. That's a win for everybody.
Yeah, you just don't know what will happen at the end of this year coming up, you know, with him. Let's just say he produces exactly the same thing he did this year. You know, so we'll just have to see. I think in the short term, though, for the Chicago Cubs, this was a must-make deal. Whether it be Bellinger or someone else, you really needed to solidify those two spots with somebody that's going to add some veteran presence and give you some punch in the middle of your lineup. I really felt that way. We all knew, you know, we were all hoping that it would be Belly, but it turned out to be that way. So it's very good for the Cubs in that regard. And, you know, the hit that they take, you know, in the salary, I call it salary cap. We don't really have salary cap, but the tax, you know, is 27 yep. because you add the 3 years together. So he's going to get 30 this year, but as a good friend of mine, just, you know, we were talking about it here this morning before we went on, you know, the hit on luxury tax is 27. So that's a positive too for the Cubs.
Absolutely. So Cody Bellinger, if you're just joining us, 3 years, $80 million, re-signs with the Cubs, opt-outs after years 1 and 2. And we're talking to our friend Ron Coomer here on The Score about the signing by the Cubs. And you mentioned it. Let's start defensively, Coombe, because we saw firsthand what he did, forgetting about his bat for a second, which was fantastic, but we saw firsthand what he did at two positions last year. And you talk about center field first. This is a gold glove center fielder, a guy who wins games with his glove as well as his bat, but certainly having that flexibility is a key thing for Cody.
I knew he was a good defender, but until you see a guy on a daily basis, especially an outfielder, you know, where they play the Dodgers a few years ago and he might get one ball or two balls all series, you know, you just don't, and they could be routine plays. So you just don't know until you see a guy day in and day out. And watching him last year, day in and day out, he's incredible. And in Wrigley Field, where the wind blows and you know, you got a lot of issues playing the outfield in Wrigley with the weather and all of that, he did a phenomenal job. Not an easy place to play, and he did a very nice job playing in center field. That was a big surprise to me that anybody could go out there in his first year and play as well as he did in center field. And, you know, the league rewarded him with a gold glove, and rightfully so.
Right. And then because of need, really, the Cubs had a hole at first base, and they had Tauchman playing well out in the outfield, and then they called PCA up. But, you know, when they needed somebody at first, I mean, and this is to my untrained eyes here, Coombe, but you tell me if I'm wrong, it sure seemed like he played a nice first base as well over there when he was moved there to play first toward the end of the season.
I was incredibly surprised at how good his hands are. I'll be honest with you. That to me, when you're an outfielder by trade and you move to the infield, usually that's not an easy transition. And he plays first base like he's been there every day for most of his life. He really does. There's a smoothness and a relaxed look to certain infielders when they play the infield. I would say Dansby has that at shortstop. Swanson, it looks very relaxed, playing shortstop. I was amazed at how well Belly looks, even, in his daily work, right? In the ground balls he's taken and live off the bat, and he's just very relaxed at first base and does an exceptional job with his hands. So he really does. You don't lose anything. When he goes to first base, you might even be better defensively in the infield than what you might have had. He's an exceptional first baseman.
Talking to Ron Coomer from Cubs Radio here on The Score. Mike Esposito with you and Cody Bellinger back to the Cubs. That is our breaking news of the morning on a 3-year, $80 million deal. So good news for Cubs fans and certainly for new skipper Craig Counsell, who, you know, Coom, we heard him being, you know, giving the politically correct answers about the team and the roster and Belly throughout the week. And I mean, everyone knows, I think it was Nico who actually said, you know, you could say his name, it's okay, it's just a guy, we know what's going on. But, you know, Counsell now has, I mean, what a huge piece for him. He's got to be thrilled.
Well, I would say Counsell's probably doing the happy dance right now in his office when he closes the doors. That would be my thought. You know, here's a guy that, you know, and I've known Counsell a very long time, and he talks about run prevention. And him and I were talking about it the other day, before the game started for this weekend. And he said, the great thing about run prevention is all the coaches in the clubhouse are involved in run prevention, except for the couple that are the hitting coaches, right? So you got a couple of those guys, and then the rest of the staff is all on run prevention, which I thought was an interesting way to look at it. I liked it. But when you start talking about run prevention and you had a gold glove center fielder to your group, that's a veteran player. Yeah. I mean, you know, you got to be doing a happy dance, and I think Conte will be doing a happy dance today. He's added a really good defender in the middle of the diamond, and, you know, that was the strength of the Cubs last year as a defense up the middle.
Absolutely, and, you know, we talked about it on the broadcast throughout the year last year, and certainly at the beginning of the season, it was evident, right, with Nico and Dansby, and then with Yan Gomes behind the plate, and then Belly in center. It was a target of Jed and company before last season, and it certainly played out that way where the Cubs defensively up the middle, I mean, that was, I don't know if it was the strongest up the middle defense in baseball, but it certainly was close if it wasn't at the top.
Yeah, you know, I don't know the numbers and what, you know, some of the math, you know, guys do. I don't always, to me, that doesn't always equate to how good they really are or not on defense. To me, I've seen some of that didn't look right to me. But with that being said, you'd be hard-pressed to find any defense from any trained eye looking up the middle with the Cubs and say that's not as good as anybody has in the league up the middle defensively. You know, from, as you said, from Gomes behind the plate and understanding our game, you know, especially the two middle guys, you know, Nico and Dansby were just phenomenal last year, and the league rewarded them. And then, you know, Belly in center.
Yeah, Coom, and as we talk about the Bellinger signing, the nice thing, too, and you have a lot of guys kind of right in the heart of their prime, the heart of their contract prime, too, with the Cubs in terms of where they are on the roster. I'm just going to go right through the lineup. Happ and Suzuki, yep, along with Belly now in the outfielder. Dansby, you just signed to that deal last year. Nico, too. I mean, there's a huge group of guys that are kind of right there in that, you know, mid to late 20s sweet spot prime of their careers, and that's where you're expecting them to be at the top of their game here.
Couldn't agree more. And last year when you went into the season, I think you thought the Cubs were a little still rebuilding, right? You were looking at their ball club and going, okay, it's a good ball club. You signed Dansby, you know, and you had Saya in his second year. And you're looking at, okay, how is this going to play out? And, you know, the Tyone and some of the signings. But, you know, on paper, you didn't stack up against some of the teams, some of the elite teams in the league yet. You know, and now you're looking at a guy like Nico who's taken a big step forward. And he is, you know, looking like a rising star in our league. Now Dansby's a star in the league. Belly is a star in the league. If you get Saya to do his job and what he's capable of doing, which, you know, you hope that's the case. And Ian's a 2-time gold glove winner now in left field. And, you know, and he's taken off. Now you're looking at this club and going, All right. Now you're looking at a club all season that the expectations are high. Not, yeah. You know, hoping that they're going to, you know, finish 500 or a little above 500. Now the expectation is we should win the National League Central. And we, you know, we'll be looking come trade deadline. What do we need to add? And how are we going to compete come October? And I think that's what all the fans are hoping would happen for the Cubs. And all of us are. And I think Cubs are too. And that's what you're looking at now.
Yeah, this is at this point, and you just said it, right? It's Central Division title or bust, and playoffs are bust. And they have the, and not that I'm advocating the Cubs go out and trade all their top prospects, so let's not say that. But they obviously right. have the farm system depth, Coom, to make that midseason push as needed, depending on where the area of need might be, whether it's pitching or elsewhere. But the Cubs have the farm system should they need to reach into there for some trades midseason.
Yeah, you'd think so. You heard a lot about some young guys, you know, throwing the baseball and big arms and things like that. So, you know, it's still to be determined how they will do in the big leagues. But you hear a lot about that, and that, you know, enamors other ball clubs, that's for sure, come the deadline. That's what everybody is looking for who are sellers. So the Cubs are in pretty good position in regards to that. If the young guys can stay healthy and perform, there's no doubt. And I like the guys that have broke into the league last year that kind of, I don't want to say established themselves as big leaguers, but, you know, pretty good. Assad's going to start today for the Cubs. I was a big fan of Assad. I thought he did very well. Yep. Same thing with Wicks. I thought he threw the opener down here on Friday that we did the game, and he's just one of those guys that, you know, he looks like a big league starting pitcher. He just does. He's got all that it takes to be a very successful starting pitcher. And Wisniewski's another one that, to me, looks like whether he ends up in the rotation or not, you know, his abilities as a pitcher, you know, his fastball ticked way up when he went to the bullpen to 97, 98 miles an hour. Well, what are you looking for late in the game, you know, for maybe your setup guy to be a big arm and come in and slam the door with that sweeping breaking ball? So the Cubs are looking, you know, like some young guys, you know, when you don't have the names of bullpen guys that some other teams do that have had success, you do have some arms that could fit that role if they don't become the fifth starter.
Last thing for you, Coom, and we appreciate you jumping on. We'll let you get headed to Sloan Park there, but we had Pete Crow Armstrong on Inside the Clubhouse yesterday. Bruce and David did, and he was talking about Belly. He said, hey, you know what? If he's back, he makes us a stronger team. Now, obviously, this directly affects PCA's playing time in center field, but, you know, does this mean minor leagues for him? Does this mean fourth outfielder for him? What in your mind, does this mean for Pete Crow Armstrong?
I think that's still to be determined. You have to look at what's going to happen with him this spring training. I would guess, if you were to make me guess right now, I would say it's probably going to mean he's going to go to AAA and play. But the Cubs still have, they're still going to have some need for a center fielder. The one issue they have is everybody, the first base situation right now is left-handed, and the center field situation right now is all left-handed. So Belly's going to play, right, no matter who's pitching. But all the three young guys, the two first basemen, and then, you know, Mervis, Bush, and then PCA, they're all left-handed. So that doesn't necessarily help the Cubs in that platoon situation. So I would guess he'd go to AAA, but, you know, hey, he's a great outfielder. We know he can go get the ball. He really struggled with the bat in his hand. They've made some adjustments to him in his setup, got his hands up so he can cover the pitch up in the zone. You know, I just, you know, you hope that in spring training he can learn to stay above the baseball a little more and hit the ball more on a line instead of, you know, and keep the ball out of the air so much and use his speed. If he can do that, then he becomes a big league hitter. Until he does that, he's going to have his struggles hitting in the big leagues. But, you know, he's such a young kid. Everybody, and I mean everybody, when you're breaking in as a kid – in your early 20s into professional baseball, has these same struggles, you know. So you're asking to break down something of a guy that's, you know, fresh out of high school a couple of years ago and asked to compete at the big league level is not an easy thing.
No, definitely not. He's still only 21 years old, and we'll sure have lots of PCA talk as we go along here, Coon. But, hey, we appreciate your time this morning. Enjoy the ballpark today, and I'm sure you'll find some Cubs with an extra spring in their steps after today's news.
Absolutely, Espo. Great to be on with you, and I'm sure we'll see you at Wrigley Field working in the booth here coming up pretty soon. Great to talk to you, Mikey.
Great to talk to you too, Coom. Appreciate that and definitely look forward to that. Ron Coomer, our guest here on The Score, the big news of the morning. If you're just joining us, welcome in, and Cubs fans will be extra happy about this. Cody Bellinger, 3 years, $80 million. He returns to the Cubs. Opt-outs after the first and second year. So that short-term window that the Cubs are looking for was what he signed for, 3 years. And listen, he could have a great year this year and be a free agent again after the season, but he'll get $30 million in 24, $30 million in 25, and $20 million in 26 if he makes it all 3 years with this contract. Breaking news on 670 The Score, presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. We want to talk to you. This is where Chicago sports fans go to talk about their teams and about the news of the day. And the news of the day is the Cody Bellinger signing. 312-644-6767. When we return, your phone calls as well as plenty of texts that have been rolling in. We have a great show for you, 9 to noon. We just talked to Coom. Bruce Levine will join us at 9:40. The Hall of Famer, Pat Hughes, joins us at 10. And Zach Zaidman will join us at 11. Big Cubs news, big Cubs day right here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here on your home for the Cubs, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, I would love to play with Belly more. He's awesome. I think, you know, I'm super proud of him. Last year was incredible to watch firsthand from the work he was putting in January in Arizona and is through the entire year. And it's pretty much everything you could ask for from a teammate, from his versatility to different ways he impacts the game on both sides of the ball and just the person he is. So, yeah, wishing him the best, and I obviously hope he's with us.
Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And that was Nico Horner on Inside the Clubhouse just recently, and Nico got his wish granted. As the news breaks this morning, Cody Bellinger back to the Cubs on a 3-year, $80 million contract, $30 million in year one, $30 in year two, $20 in year three. Opt-outs after each of the first two seasons, so Cody can be with the Cubs up to those 3 years for the $80 million, or he can opt out after year one or year two. This definitely a win for Jed Hoyer, a win for the Chicago Cubs, and we're talking to you about it at 312-644-6767. We just talked to Ron Coomer. We will talk to Pat Hughes. We'll talk to Zach Zaidman. Bruce Levine will join us in a little bit as well to break down the deal. But right now, we want to talk to you. 312-644-6767. We get your texts at that number, and we get your calls at that number. So please give us a ring. We want Cubs fans' reactions as we broadcast live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we also want to remind you, a huge day here on The Score with the Bellinger news, but we also have, coming up at noon, BetMGM and 670 The Score honoring Hall of Famer Chris Chelios' career and the retirement of his number 7 jersey. That's happening today, of course. David Haw and Mark Rohde will be broadcasting live at Kaiser Tiger from noon to 3, including a visit from the man of the hour, Chris Chelios, who will join the guys right at noon. Come by, say hello before going to the game. Noon to 3 at Kaiser Tiger, 1415 West Randolph near the United Center. BetMGM also celebrating by offering a $7 bonus bet to all customers in Illinois. BetMGM, the king of sports books. Chelly joins the guys right at noon, as I said. Doug Wilson at 12:30, Steve Larmer at 1, Steve Rosenblum at 1:30, and Dale Tallon, the former GM, joins at 2. Lots of great guests for Chelly, and a great honor. So go join the guys. Kaiser Tiger on Randolph near the United Center. And Grody and David will have a great show for you leading into Chelly's retirement ceremony. So that will be fun stuff this afternoon out there near the United Center. 312-644-6767. As we react to the Cody Bellinger news, my favorite thing from Twitter this morning, which I did retweet from Justin Steele a few hours ago, just woke up. Did I miss something? ? Very funny, and a nice way to start your day. I think most of us woke up to the news just as Justin Steele did, on our phones, rolling out of bed, and there he is, Cody Bellinger, back with the Cubs, and really a huge win for Jed Hoyer and the Cubs. 312-644-6767, our first caller of the show in Deerfield. We join Pete now. Pete's up first on The Score. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. Real quick sideline. Yeah. Was there a Doug Wilson one last shift, and then I'll get to my Bellinger happiness?
I do not believe so.
Okay, we got to get that official. On the books.
I'm with you. I don't believe so.
All right. Okay. Now to Bellinger. I am so relieved that the Cubs, it doesn't even matter if he plays more than 1 year. It's important that we get him this season. I can't stress it enough. I'll hang up.
Yeah, Pete, appreciate that. And I agree, the shorter term, the better. And that is what happened. I think it's pretty apparent now after the deal is done, right, that Bellinger was only going to be back on a short-term deal, right? The market was not there for the longer-term deal, certainly, or Scott Boras would have taken it. I'm going to pick Bruce Levine's brain later this hour about the Scott Boras connection, the deal, the market that was or wasn't for Cody Bellinger. But there's still, Boras still has three big clients out there. Belly, though, was the fourth, and he is now back with the Cubs. But Jed Hoyer played this one right, and the Cubs did too, right? He was not going to be back on a long-term deal. And it looks like no one out there was offering Belly a long-term deal. But for 3 years and 80, the Cubs are thrilled to welcome him back. As Coomer just said, he answers your questions at several positions, and he gives you that power bat and that clubhouse presence, and the Cubs avoid the long-term dollar commitment. The other thing that I was reading about the contract this morning, which I totally agree with, the contract window that you have here for Belly, this is would be his years 28, 29, and 30 seasons. It aligns very nicely with the other key players on the Cubs. They're all here, this group. They're all similarly aged, mid to upper 20s. Suzuki, Happ, Dansby, Cody now. They have a nice core, and I haven't even gotten to the pitching staff. Steele, Tyone's a little bit older, but still. But the window is there. And the Cubs have the horses. They do. They have to be at this point. I have not gotten any projections yet when you add Bellinger to this roster in terms of wins. But I got to imagine that 81-win projection is going to climb to about 86 or 87 after this. But there's no doubt the Cubs now will be the favorites in the National League Central, as they should. Back to the phones we go. 312-644-6767. James from Racine is up next talking about Cody Bellinger. Hey, James.
Hi. Well, listen, I just want to tell you that I really don't think that Jed Hoyer gets enough credit. He gets a lot. He's getting a lot today. But he has done a great job for this team. We have a great farm system for a change. And most of all, we avoided a Jason Hayward contract, that six-year thing, which Bellinger and Boris clearly wanted. I think, you know, by the time in 3 years, Crow Armstrong and a lot of our rookies ought to be, you know, ready to start. But also the way he played, you know, bringing in Peralta, all those moves put pressure on Boris to crack here. And really, really just a wonderful performance by our GM. I mean, that's got to be emphasized here. Really.
Yeah, no, James.
We're lucky to have this guy. We really are.
James, I agree with you and appreciate you checking in. I believe that the reason, and we talked about this on The Score throughout the last 4 months, really since the end of the World Series, you had mutual interest, right? Jed said nothing but good things about Belly. We had Scott Boras, Bruce and I did on Inside the Clubhouse a few months ago. You know, and he's out there. Of course he is. He's trying to earn maximum dollars for his clients. That's what he's been great at throughout his career. That's what he gets paid the big bucks to do. And so, of course, I'm sure he was asking for 7 years, 8 years, whatever it was, to try to maximize Belly's earning potential. What I also think we learned from this, as to James's point, is that Hoyer and the Cubs, really, they determined where they were comfortable going, where they thought year-wise they wanted to stick to, and they stuck to that. Now, it happened to materialize that nobody else dove in off the deep end, so to speak, with a big contract, but the Cubs got their man. It's a win for everybody, including Bellinger, by the way, who, you think about it, coming up into a make-or-break year last year, signed a one-year prove-it deal with the Cubs. I think he made $18 million last year, so a nice payday, but a chance to get back out in the free agent market after a great season, which was a win for him and a win for the Cubs. Bellinger gets the three-year, $80 million deal. I'm sure he would have wanted more, guaranteed, but still a win. I think $80 million is nothing to sneeze at, even in baseball terms, and I'm sure Belly is happy to be back with the Cubs, where he had a great experience by all accounts, by his accounts, from everything the team has said, from everything people in the clubhouse have said. It was a great fit. And it continues to be, and it should continue to be, a great fit for the Cubs and for Cody Bellinger. 312-644-6767. Out to the phones we go again. And Ray is in Naperville. He's up next as we talk Cody Bellinger back to the Cubs on The Score. Ray, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Ray. How are you?
Good, good. Am I on?
You're on. What you got
I'm
for
sorry.
Us, buddy? No, you're good.
That is great. Great news. Great news that they were able to get this contract signed. I thought at the end of the year last year, Bellinger was indicating he was saying goodbye to the team. So I didn't think this was actually going to happen. So elated that they've been able to cut this deal, and now I'm counting the time that we can get rid of Pete Crow Armstrong. I don't think that guy fits. I think he's got a lot of talent. There's probably a trade out there for him. That's the next thing I'm hoping for.
All right, Ray. Well, I appreciate the call and the thoughts on Cody. I am not sure. I mean, PCA, by all accounts, and Coom and I were talking about this, he's only 21 years old. So this is a kid. I mean, he came to minor league baseball right out of high school, 21 years old. He was the Mets' top prospect. The Cubs got him from the Baez trade. He is still the Cubs' top prospect. Coom just told us when we talked to him last segment that he thinks, based on nothing, just this is Coom's thoughts, his speculation, that PCA then starts in AAA where he can play, because you have Mike Tauchman still on this roster, who is a center fielder as well. And PCA at this age needs to play. So now I do not advocate trading him. I don't think the Cubs would entertain that unless they were blown away by some offer at midseason. But PCA still their top prospect. The Bellinger contract, a short-term one. We've seen how crazy things get here in the major leagues with injuries and everything else. So I would expect PCA to be with the Cubs certainly through this year, and we'll see how things go with him. But another aspect of this, and we need to take a quick time out before we get to Bruce Levine, is the Cubs have a lot of good young outfield prospects. We'll get to that in a moment, but when we return here on The Score, Bruce Levine will join us, our baseball insider, and we'll talk about the new Cody Bellinger contract. Yes, if you're just joining us, you heard me right. Cody Bellinger, back to the Cubs, 3 years, $80 million. We're talking about it. It's Mike Esposito till noon here on 670 The Score.
And now the 1-1 pitch on the way. Fly ball, deep right center field. Going back, Bellinger and Tauchman. Bellinger makes the catch on the warning track. Out number one.
Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And we are here. It's Sunday morning, live and local on The Score. Mike Esposito with you, and we are here. We're all here to celebrate the breaking news that I'm about to give you if you're just joining us. Breaking news on 670 The Score, presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Cody Bellinger, back with the Chicago Cubs, agreeing to a three-year, $80 million contract, opt-outs after years one and two. And to talk more about this, let's head on out to the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Sports Illinois. Our friend Bruce Levine joins us now. Bruce, good morning, and quite the bit of news to wake up to today.
It was pretty predictable for me as this thing dragged on into the third, fourth month that he was going to get a shorter-term deal, and that the marketplace was just not that vibrant for Cody Bellinger or any of the free agents this year. There's a lot of good reasons for it, and it starts with television money out there with the RSNs all over Major League Baseball crashing and burning and not having that revenue coming in. It's a very excellent reason why there weren't more offers and longer offers for Cody Bellinger. This was not a particularly strong free agent market. Scott Boras still has four players out there that he'll probably land shorter-term jobs for here over the next two or three weeks. They'll be in camp probably before the season starts. But again, it's the ever-changing world of media rights and advertising out there, and that's one of the reasons why they got Bellinger for this short-term deal.
Bruce, we'll talk about the on-the-field stuff for Belly, but I wanted to start on the off-the-field stuff. And you talked about the market and what was there. I wanted to ask you about Jed Hoyer. He's a guy that you've known since he's been here a number of years now. I mean, the years go by quick, but Jed's been a key part of the organization, now president of baseball operations. But he seemed to play this one perfectly in terms of negotiating with Scott Boras.
Well, so being a good businessman and a baseball man takes patience and it takes knowledge, okay? Knowledge of what the marketplace is, knowledge of what you need for your team, knowledge of your own system. the way that that Hoyer and Carter Hawkins do running the Chicago Cubs. So it was a game of chicken as to whether or not they were going to get Bellinger or not. But, you know, as I reported, you know, a couple of weeks ago and, you know, continued to say all along is both sides needed each other, okay? This wasn't, you know, the Cubs needed Bellinger for depth and for protection just as much as he needed them for this contract and to make $30 million for the next 2 years and $20 million in the third year if he's still around. And the idea of all of it was is that he had a tremendous experience here. They were third in the National League in runs scored primarily because of Bellinger being in the middle of that lineup and supplying more RBIs than anybody in baseball from July on last year. Mikey had 75 RBIs from July 1st till the end of the year, the most in baseball. So he was an impactful player on defense, on the bases, in the clubhouse. He was a terrific player, but every year is different. And even though Scott Boras started the conversation saying he wanted $200 million on a 7 or 8 year deal for Bellinger, it just wasn't out there.
Bruce, I wanted to ask you about Boras because you and I talked to him at Inside the Clubhouse a few months ago. And, you know, of course, he's not going to be very specific, but, you know, he's doing his job and, you know, following his game plan in terms of trying to maximize what he gets for his clients. So he's certainly out there asking for, you know, the moon and the stars above. But in the end, without the market there, you know, the Cubs and Jed Hoyer win this one. But, you know, Boras is only doing what he's done, and he's done very successfully over how many decades now?
Well, I mean, Boras didn't lose. What he did was he had to adjust to the marketplace like any good representative, agent, or lawyer does. So in this case, he got $30 million. Look, Bellinger made $17.5 million last year. He's going to make $30 million this year. That's not losing, okay? Right, and at age 29, next year, at age 29, he can, you know, if he duplicates what he did this year, this prior year, he can step away from this contract and go out and get himself a 6 or 7 year deal for $30 million plus. But, you know, there was doubt out there because, Mike, you know, the two previous years before he was non-tendered by the Dodgers, he was an under 100 OPS plus guy. And that means that, you know, 100 is an average for player in OPS plus. And he was at 66 for those 2 years. He needed to prove to a lot of teams that he could do this again 2 years in a row and be back to the player he was when he was the Rookie of the Year and MVP of the National League. You know, again, prove it one more time. If you want to, you can walk. Otherwise, you have 30 more million next year and 20 million after that. I doubt that it gets to the third year on this, Mike. How I look at it is this. If he has a really good year next year, okay, he's either going to walk or he's going to get an extension with the Chicago Cubs for a longer amount of years and probably a similar amount of money. So that is all on the table, and it's all, you know, able to be done by the Cubs and Bellinger. I don't see that Bellinger loses at all here. He's still a really young guy with his prime years right ahead of him. So win or lose, I think everybody wins on this one.
I tend to agree with you, Bruce. I've seen people already, you know, worried is probably not the right word, but people worried, well, if Bellinger has a great year, he's going to leave after this year. And then, you know, they're already worrying.
But
post-24, we haven't even started yet.
here's the beauty of this, okay? It allows Michael Busch, the left-handed power-hitting first baseman that was acquired from the Dodgers, to develop. It allows Pete Crow Armstrong another year to develop, either at the major league level or AAA or both. Okay, the Cubs have a lot of outfield depth coming. Alexander Canario, a power hitting right hander, who was up last year for a cup of coffee at the end of the year, is likely going to make this team as well. They have a lot of depth and outfield coming. So This buys an important year for the Cubs that they can compete with a quality player like Bellinger and then have more growth in their system with their minor leaguers who are looked at as some of the better young players in baseball coming along. So it's a huge win for the Cubs, I believe. And again, they don't tie themselves up with a player for 7 or 8 years. They allow their system to continue to grow. And, you know, again, you give Hoyer and Hawkins credit because they're the ones that have built this system up since starting those trades back in 21 when they had to trade the World Series team away.
Absolutely. Talking to Bruce Levine here on The Score, Mike Esposito with you till noon. Talking about the huge news of the day, Cody Bellinger back to the Cubs. The Hall of Famer Pat Hughes will join us at 10. But Bruce, I wanted to ask you too, because the first thing I did as I'm looking at this, I'm looking at Cubs outfield prospects, and they have a lot of them. And you guys did a great interview with Pete Crow Armstrong and Inside the Clubhouse yesterday. And this means more development time for him. And, you know, Coombe said that he thinks that this means AAA probably for PCA so he can play every day. What's your take on Armstrong? And I know it's early, but what have you seen down in Arizona thus far?
Well, I think, you know, there's a quiet confidence about Armstrong that you love, and there's no reason not to. After only 14, going 0-14 last year, there was tremendous doubt about him hitting the fastball at the major league level, and there'll still be doubt. But I don't necessarily see him at AAA playing every day. I think that, you know, Bellinger can only play one position at a time, right? So he's either going to play first base or center field on a daily basis. He's an all-star defender at both. But the reality is that there's a position everybody's forgetting about, and it's called DH, okay? Mm-hmm. Against right-handed hitting, you know, they will have the luxury of either having at Bellinger at first, Armstrong in center, and Bush as the DH, okay? Those are, you know, that is a step up for them, and that is a way to have player development at the major league level rather than Armstrong playing every day at AAA, not knowing, again, when he's ready and how he's ready for major league pitching. So I still think there's a real good chance that Armstrong is your starting center fielder on opening day. And even though Suzuki and Happ are really good outfielders, and Happ was a Gold Glove Award winner, it doesn't preclude the new manager, Craig Counsell, from using those guys as DH as well, okay? Meaning that Armstrong, who's one of the best defenders in baseball, is out there on a regular basis in the late innings to help win baseball games for this very good defensive Chicago Cubs team. Remember, Craig Counsell is the manager now. He's going to have different ideas than David Ross had, and a lot of them will be about putting people in a position to win, not offending somebody if they take them out of their normal position and put them somewhere else where he feels they're going to be a better team.
A few more minutes with Bruce here on The Score. And Bruce, one of the things that we've heard, and you know, you're in position to know this better than just about anyone. We've heard what a great guy Cody Bellinger is in terms of a clubhouse presence there for his teammates, gets along with everybody, provides leadership. What do you see? What did you see last year in that clubhouse firsthand from Cody Bellinger and hear from his teammates about what he brings in that capacity?
Well, I mean, he had a really good year on the field, but off the field, he was gracious. You know, we heard Pete Crow Armstrong numerous times talk about how he took him under his wing and helped him, when he came to the major league level, helped him when they were spring training. He was, you know, a terrific pro, and he did provide leadership. But, you know, the one thing that you have to understand about leadership is if you're not getting the job done on the field, nobody wants to hear your voice, and most major league players don't want to be any type of voice in the clubhouse when they're not getting it done. So first and foremost, you have to be able to be productive on the field. Leadership for some players, like the David Rosses of the world and the Craig Counsells, they could be part-time players and could be leaders because they were winners and proven winners multiple times on different teams. That takes a long time to do. In the case of Bellinger, he came and he provided great offense, great defense, and base running. He was ready to show again that he was one of the top players in baseball, and he was, without question. That's why he's back. But again, I just think that for the Chicago Cubs' future, this is a terrific deal because it allows growth for the minor league system. It allows proof that those players can play at the major league level. And I think Armstrong really needs to play a lot at Clark and Addison this year so that you're not in the same position next year if Bellinger decides to walk.
Last thing for you, Bruce, and again, we really appreciate you jumping on. With Bellinger's resurgence last year, you mentioned he had come off being non-tendered by the Dodgers. He had a few rough years. We know there was an injury in there, but prior to that, you know, he was the MVP of the league. So do you think the Cody Bellinger that we saw last year is the, quote, real Cody Bellinger that we're going to see going forward?
Yeah, I think he's a real good player. And again, you know, some of the metrics people out there didn't like Bellinger because there was more soft contact, quote unquote, soft contact. You know, they look for hard contact, even in outs. That's what metrics people do. Understood. But the difference in Bellinger was he took that soft contact was a part of him adjusting to being a better player. A two-strike approach, choking up on the bat, hitting the ball the opposite way. Soft contact means getting on base, stealing a base, scoring a run on a base hit. That's where metrics doesn't take it into consideration, okay? He was a complete ball player last year, and that is what the Cubs are getting back. And I just think that he will continue to, if he continues to not worry about hitting 40 home runs and hitting 250 rather than 300, which is what he hit last year, I think he's going to be one of the top players in the game again. There's no reason to think not. And on top of that, I think the lineup around him is going to be better with younger guys coming along and guys like Morel and hopefully Armstrong and Bush and Amaya growing in their positions and growing as major leaguers. I think the Cubs are in really good position.
Yeah, and not only that, Bruce, with the personal stuff for Belly, but you just mentioned it. This propels the Cubs, in my mind, and I'm sure in Vegas's mind, to favorites in their division, and you know, playoff, you know, the playoff likelihood, I'm sure, goes up a few notches with Belly re-signing. So this kind of puts the target on the Cubs back as well.
Well, you know, again, you're only going to be as good as your pitching, Mike. The starting pitchers have to live up to what they're expected of them. The young guys, like Wicks and Assad, they're going to have to keep coming along and proving themselves at the back end. Alzolay is going to have to be strong. Nurse at age 36 is going to have to continue to throw 60 to 70 innings or be out there for 60 or 70 appearances. So a lot of things are going to have to go right, but I think the Cubs are in a really good position to do that. Are they the best team in the National League? I think the Brewers are still going to be a decent team. I think the Cardinals are going to be better than 69 wins. You know, all things go right for the Cubs, they're probably in an 87 to 90 win team. But, you know, if you would tell me that 87 wins is going to take the division, I wouldn't be shocked by that.
Yep, I agree with you, Bruce, and we appreciate your time and look forward to talking to you, talking Cubs and talking baseball with you again soon.
All right, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks to Bruce Levine, our friend and baseball insider, joining us here on The Score, reacting to the Cody Bellinger news, the news of the day, the news of the year as far as Cubs fans are concerned. Bellinger re-signing with the Cubs, 3 years, $80 million. We are talking about it, and we will continue to talk about it with you. And coming up next, a real treat for us and hopefully for you, the Hall of Famer, Pat Hughes, will join us after the break. Pat Hughes jumping on to talk about Cody Bellinger re-signing with the Chicago Cubs. That's next. It's Mike Esposito till noon here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And now the 1-1 pitch on the way. Fly ball, deep right center field. Going back. Bellinger and Tuchman. Bellinger makes the catch on the warning track. Out number one.
Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And we are here. It's Sunday morning, live and local on The Score. Mike Esposito with you, and we are here. We're all here to celebrate the breaking news that I'm about to give you if you're just joining us. Breaking news on 670 The Score, presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Cody Bellinger, back with the Chicago Cubs, agreeing to a three-year, $80 million contract, opt-outs after years one and two. And to talk more about this, let's head on out to the Score Hotline presented by Circa Sports Illinois. Our friend Bruce Levine joins us now. Bruce, good morning, and quite the bit of news to wake up to today.
It was pretty predictable for me as this thing dragged on into the third, fourth month that he was going to get a shorter-term deal and that the marketplace was just not that vibrant for Cody Bellinger or any of the free agents this year. There's a lot of good reasons for it, and it starts with television money out there with the RSNs all over Major League Baseball crashing and burning and not having that revenue coming in. It's a very excellent reason why there weren't more offers and longer offers for Cody Bellinger. This was not a particularly strong free agent market. Scott Boras still has four players out there that he'll probably land shorter-term jobs for here over the next two or three weeks. They'll be in camp probably before the season starts. But again, it's the ever-changing world of media rights and advertising out there, and that's one of the reasons why they got Bellinger for this short-term deal.
Bruce, we'll talk about the on-the-field stuff for Belly, but I wanted to start on the off-the-field stuff. And you talked about the market and what was there. I wanted to ask you about Jed Hoyer. He's a guy that you've known since he's been here a number of years now. I mean, the years go by quick, but Jed's been a key part of the organization, now president of baseball operations. But he seemed to play this one perfectly in terms of negotiating with Scott Boras.
Well, so being a good businessman and a baseball man takes patience and it takes knowledge, okay? Knowledge of what the marketplace is, knowledge of what you need for your team, knowledge of your own system, the way that that Hoyer and Carter Hawkins do running the Chicago Cubs. So it was a game of chicken as to whether or not they were going to get Bellinger or not. But as I reported, a couple of weeks ago and continued to say all along, is both sides needed each other, okay? This wasn't, the Cubs needed Bellinger for depth and for protection just as much as he needed them for this contract and to make $30 million for the next 2 years and $20 million in the third year if he's still around. And the idea of all of it was that had a tremendous experience here. They were third in the National League in runs scored primarily because of Bellinger being in the middle of that lineup and supplying more RBIs than anybody in baseball from July on last year. Mikey had 75 RBIs from July 1st till the end of the year, the most in baseball. So he was an impactful player on defense, on the bases, in the clubhouse. He was a terrific player, but every year is different, and even though Scott Boras started the conversation saying he wanted $200 million on a 7 or 8 year deal for Bellinger, it just wasn't out there.
Bruce, I wanted to ask you about Boras because you and I talked to him on Inside the Clubhouse a few months ago, and of course he's not going to be very specific, but he's doing his job and following his game plan in terms of trying to maximize what he gets for his clients. So he's certainly out there asking for, the moon and the stars above. But in the end, without the market there, the Cubs and Jed Hoyer win this one. But, Boras is only doing what he's done, and he's done very successfully over how many decades now?
Well, I mean, Boras didn't lose. What he did was he had to adjust to the marketplace like any good representative, agent, or lawyer does. So in this case, he got $30 million. Look, Bellinger made $17.5 million last year. He's going to make $30 million this year. That's not losing, okay? Right, and at age 29, next year, at age 29, he can, if he duplicates what he did this year, this prior year, he can step away from this contract and go out and get himself a 6 or 7 year deal for $30 million plus. But, there was doubt out there because Mike, the two previous years before he was non-tendered by the Dodgers, he was an under 100 OPS plus guy. And that means that, 100 is an average for player, mm-hmm. in OPS plus. And he was at 66 for those 2 years. He needed to prove to a lot of teams that he could do this again 2 years in a row and be back to the player he was when he was the Rookie of the Year and MVP of the National League. Prove it one more time. If you want to, you can walk. Otherwise, you have 30 more million next year and 20 million after that. I doubt that it gets to the third year on this, Mike. How I look at it is this. If he has a really good year next year, okay, he's either going to walk or he's going to get an extension with the Chicago Cubs for a longer amount of years and probably a similar amount of money. So that is all on the table, and it's all, able to be done by the Cubs and Bellinger. I don't see that Bellinger loses it all here. He's still a really young guy. with his prime years right ahead of him. So win or lose, I think everybody wins on this one.
I tend to agree with you, Bruce. I've seen people already, worried is probably not the right word, but people worried, well, if Bellinger has a great year, he's going to leave after this year. And then, they're already worrying.
But
post-24, we haven't even started yet.
Here's the beauty of this, okay? It allows Michael Busch, the left-handed power-hitting first baseman that was acquired from the Dodgers, to develop. It allows Pete Crow Armstrong another year to develop, either at the major league level or AAA or both. Okay, the Cubs have a lot of outfield depth coming. Alexander Canario, a power hitting right hander, who was up last year for a cup of coffee at the end of the year, is likely going to make this team as well. They have a lot of depth and outfield coming. So this buys an important year for the Cubs that they can compete with a quality player like Bellinger and then have more growth in their system with their minor leaguers who are looked at as some of the better young players in baseball coming along. So it's a huge win for the Cubs, I believe. And again, they don't tie themselves up with a player for 7 or 8 years. They allow their system to continue to grow. And, you give Hoyer and Hawkins credit because they're the ones that have built this system up since starting those trades back in 21 when they had to trade the World Series team away.
Absolutely. Talking to Bruce Levine here on The Score. Mike Esposito with you till noon. Talking about the huge news of the day, Cody Bellinger back to the Cubs. The Hall of Famer Pat Hughes will join us at 10. But, Bruce, I wanted to ask you, too, because the first thing I did as I'm looking at this, I'm looking at Cubs outfield prospects, and they have a lot of them. And you guys did a great interview with Pete Crow Armstrong and Inside the Clubhouse yesterday. And this means more development time for him. And, Coombe said that he thinks that this means AAA probably for PCA so he can play every day. What's your take on Armstrong? And I know it's early, but what have you seen down in Arizona thus far?
Well, I think, there's a quiet confidence about Armstrong that you love. And there's no reason not to. After only 14, going 0-14 last year, there was tremendous doubt about him hitting the fastball at the major league level. And there'll still be doubt. But I don't necessarily see him at AAA playing every day. I think that, Bellinger can only play one position at a time, right? So he's either going to play first base or center field on a daily basis. He's an all-star defender at both. But the reality is that there's a position everybody's forgetting about, and it's called DH, okay? Mm-hmm. Against right-handed hitting, they will have the luxury of either having at Bellinger at first, Armstrong in center, and Busch as the DH, okay? Those are, that is a step up for them, and that is a way to have player development at the major league level rather than Armstrong playing every day at AAA, not knowing, again, when he's ready and how he's ready for major league pitching. So I still think there's a real good chance that Armstrong is your starting center fielder on opening day. And even though Suzuki and Happ are really good outfielders, and Happ was a Gold Glove Award winner, it doesn't preclude the new manager, Craig Counsell, from using those guys as DH as well, okay? Meaning that Armstrong, who's one of the best defenders in baseball, is out there on a regular basis in the late innings to help win baseball games for this very good defensive Chicago Cubs team. Remember, Craig Counsell is the manager now. He's going to have different ideas than David Ross had, and a lot of them will be about putting people in a position to win, not offending somebody if they take them out of their normal position and put them somewhere else where he feels they're going to be a better team.
A few more minutes with Bruce here on The Score. And, Bruce, one of the things that we've heard, and you're in position to know this better than just about anyone. We've heard what a great guy Cody Bellinger is in terms of a clubhouse presence, there for his teammates, gets along with everybody, provides leadership. What do you see? What did you see last year in that clubhouse firsthand from Cody Bellinger and hear from his teammates about what he brings in that capacity?
Well, I mean, he had a really good year on the field, but off the field, he was gracious. You know, we heard Pete Crow Armstrong numerous times talk about how he took him under his wing and helped him, be, you know, when he came to the major league level, helped him when they were at spring training. You know, he was, you know, a terrific pro, and he did provide leadership. But, you know, the one thing that you have to understand about leadership is if you're not getting the job done on the field, nobody wants to hear your voice. And most major league players don't want to be any type of voice in the clubhouse when they're not getting it done. So first and foremost, you have to be able to be productive on the field. Leadership for some players, like the David Rosses of the world and the Craig Counsells, they could be part-time players and could be leaders because they were winners and proven winners multiple times on different teams. That takes a long time to do. In the case of Bellinger, he came and he provided great offense, great defense, and base running. He was ready to show again that he was one of the top players in baseball, and he was, without question. That's why he's back. But again, I just think that for the Chicago Cubs' future, this is a terrific deal because it allows growth for the minor league system. It allows proof that those players can play at the major league level. And I think Armstrong really needs to play a lot at Clark and Addison this year, so that you're not in the same position next year if Bellinger decides to walk.
Last thing for you, Bruce, and again, we really appreciate you jumping on. With Bellinger's resurgence last year, you mentioned he had come off being non-tendered by the Dodgers. He had a few rough years. We know there was an injury in there, but prior to that, you know, he was the MVP of the league. So do you think the Cody Bellinger that we saw last year is the, quote, real Cody Bellinger that we're going to see going forward?
Yeah, I think he's a real good player. And again, you know, some of the metrics people out there didn't like Bellinger because there was more soft contact, quote unquote, soft contact. You know, they look for hard contact, even in outs. That's what metrics people do. Understood. But the difference in Bellinger was he took that soft contact was a part of him adjusting to being a better player. A two-strike approach, choking up on the bat, hitting the ball the opposite way. Soft contact means getting on base, stealing a base, scoring a run on a base hit. That's where metrics doesn't take it into consideration, okay? He was a complete ball player last year, and that is what the Cubs are getting back. And I just think that he will continue to, if he continues to not worry about hitting 40 home runs and hitting 250 rather than 300, which is what he hit last year, I think he's going to be one of the top players in the game again. There's no reason to think not. And on top of that, I think the lineup around him is going to be better with younger guys coming along and guys like Morel and hopefully Armstrong and Bush and Amaya growing in their positions and growing as major leaguers. I think the Cubs are in really good position.
Yeah, and not only that, Bruce, with the personal stuff for Belly, but you just mentioned it. This propels the Cubs, in my mind, and I'm sure in Vegas's mind, to favorites in their division, and you know, playoff, you know, the playoff likelihood, I'm sure, goes up a few notches with Belly re-signing. So this kind of puts the target on the Cubs' back as well.
Well, you know, again, you're only going to be as good as your pitching, Mike. The starting pitchers have to live up to what they're expected of them. The young guys, like Wicks and Assad, they're going to have to keep coming along and proving themselves. At the back end, Alzolay is going to have to be strong. Nurse at age 36 is going to have to continue to throw 60 to 70 innings or be out there for 60 or 70 appearances. So a lot of things are going to have to go right, but I think the Cubs are in a really good position to do that. Are they the best team in the National League? I think the Brewers are still going to be a decent team. I think the Cardinals are going to be better than 69 wins. You know, all things go right for the Cubs, they're probably in an 87 to 90 win team. But, you know, if you would tell me that 87 wins is going to take the division, I wouldn't be shocked by that.
Yep, I agree with you, Bruce, and we appreciate your time and look forward to talking to you, talking Cubs and talking baseball with you again soon.
All right, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks to Bruce Levine, our friend and baseball insider, joining us here on The Score, reacting to the Cody Bellinger news, the news of the day, the news of the year as far as Cubs fans are concerned. Bellinger re-signing with the Cubs, 3 years, $80 million. We are talking about it, and we will continue to talk about it with you. And coming up next, a real treat for us and hopefully for you, the Hall of Famer, Pat Hughes, will join us after the break. Pat Hughes jumping on to talk about Cody Bellinger re-signing with the Chicago Cubs. That's next. It's Mike Esposito till noon here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.